There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Indian banks could have to take a hit of more than $3 billion after a massive fraud at Punjab National Bank came to light earlier in the week. It involves a billionaire jeweller, Nirav Modi, and his uncle, Mehul Choksi. And to throw light on the latest in this scandal, I'm very pleased to cross to Mumbai now to get the latest from Gaurang Shah, Head of Investment Strategy at Geojit Financial Services. Good morning to you, Gaurang.
Morning, Malcolm.
Lovely to talk to you again.
Indeed, it's been long.
Thank you. This is a story that is really worthy of a TV soap opera. What's the latest in this scandal?
Well, so the amount could escalate further because the investigation is still on. There have been close to about 5 arrests that has been made with respect to this particular scam, which undertook and started way back in 2011. The problem was that the core banking system was not integrated with the platform which is known as SWIFT for making payments. That was one of the reasons why this particular transactions went unnoticed, and when it came to light, the bubble was too big for it to bust, and the resultant is that 11,000 crores is the known figure, Malcolm. It could possibly inch up higher in case if whatever recoveries that are made are not sufficient enough in terms of gems and jewelries which have been locked up by the enforcement directorate and also the properties. The problem here is there are other banks also involved in the chain, as we call it, the consortium. And in case if the number during the investigation becomes larger, then I think there could be a possibility of earnings taking a beat for some of the public sector banks, especially with respect to Punjab National Bank. And the escalation may possibly loop in some other banks as well.
Well, this is actually one of the key things, isn't it? The fact that Punjab National Bank is a state-run lender. And it's all down to lack of systems and lack of oversight. I mean, how far had the corruption spread into Punjab National? How many employees are implicated?
This is the second largest public sector bank in India. And the arrest as of now has gone up to about 5, which include only the officials of Punjab National Bank of this particular branch in Mumbai, in South Mumbai, that is, to be more precise. And the arrest of the CFO of the scamster, Mr. Nirav Modi. There is a possibility that further arrest could be made with respect to the employees of Nirav Modi and Mehul Choksi, but again, that will be taking some time. And as you are aware, that almost everybody has left the country with respect to our management of the company.
Does anybody know where Messrs. Modi and Choksi actually are now?
Well, last known, unconfirmed reports say that they are in Belgium, but again, it's anybody's guess.
And what is the Indian media saying about it?
Well, the problem, Malcolm, is that this is finally the money that goes down the drain in terms of these scams and, unjustified loans being sanctioned to these kind of people. These are the money of the taxpayer, like 125 crore Indians, including myself. And this is what the problem is. And the second problem is, like you rightly mentioned, the system's not getting upgraded because the vendor charges a little bit high. But then you end up with these kind of scam if you don't upgrade your systems and platforms. So my sense is that, forget about pointing fingers at each other. We want the money to come back, and we want these scamsters to brought to justice.
It's quite important.
This is what the media is talking about.
It's quite important, this business of technology. You're saying they tried to do things on the cheap. And we saw that issue last year or the year before, possibly, with the Bangladesh Central Bank, where they bought secondhand servers, and criminals from the Philippines managed to get in and steal money from the Central Bank of Bangladesh, wasn't it? What safeguards are being put in place now in India to avoid similar things happening in future? Or is it too early even for that?
No. These steps have been taken, and I think you better wake up now than later, because these kind of amounts, as far as the unsecured loans given, or even if there is a security given, it is not up to the mark in terms of the coverage and margins or haircuts, whatever you want to call it, Malcolm. And steps are taken. Reserve Bank of India has already come out with certain directives to the public sector banks that the tenure of the employee in a particular branch cannot be more than X years. and there has to be a review in terms of forensic audit for the systems getting upgraded, and if there is any capital required, the same should be reported to the authorities and appropriate steps would be taken. So steps have been taken, implementation is underway.
Well, I guess that there have been sort of throughout history sort of some criminals who've sort of hit romantic folklore, Ned Kelly in Australia, and in the past the Indian rogues such as Pulan Devi and Veerappan have received sort of approbation, hero status almost, from sectors of the Indian public and have become folk heroes. What's the public opinion at the moment towards the culprits of this particular crime?
Well, that's exactly the, you know, concern that each and every person on the street who is a taxpayer is talking about, that we don't want people pointing fingers at each other. We want policies in place. We want action to be taken in terms of recovering the dues, and we want the criminals brought to the books of justice. We don't want another repeat of Lalit Modi, Vijay Mallya or Nirav Modi. Yes. As a matter of fact.
Listen, while we've got you on the line, give us the update on the BSE this week, please, Goring.
Well, we have corrected close to about 5 to 8% on the large caps. We've corrected 15% on the mid cap, and close to about 18 to 20% on the small caps. So the correction has been much more deeper on the broader markets rather than the frontline stocks, Malcolm. 33,800 was the closing yesterday on the Sensex, after touching a high of 36,400. Nifty closed at about 10,350 after touching a high of 11,100, which is the all-time high. Expect markets to consolidate given the backdrop on the domestic front and also the news flows on the global front. Rupee weakened to a great extent. We were at 63.50 one point of time. This is about 3 weeks back. We are at about 64.75 as of yesterday's evening closing, Malcolm. Expect some strength coming back in the rupee. And the markets could trade in the range of 10,200-300 on the lower side on the Nifty spot, 10,500-10,800 on the higher side, especially after the budget announcement and the changes being made by the Honorable Finance Minister with respect to the long-term capital gain tax.
Goring, thank you very much indeed. As always, we really appreciate your time. It's lovely to talk. Goring Shah, Head Investment Strategist at GeoJet Financial Services. Thanks very much, Goring.
Pleasure is all mine. Have a great day ahead. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.